In a poll taken this spring, nearly 9 out of 10 Wisconsin residents had never even heard of J.B. Van Hollen. That was before he fought a bruising primary, sunk hundreds of thousands of dollars of his own money into his campaign, and blanketed the state with TV ads.
J.B. Van Hollen, a tough-as-nails former federal prosecutor. Van Hollen will make sure illegal aliens are brought to justice and deported.
His strategy worked. On primary night, Van Hollen sailed to a commanding victory. In a recent Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert's College survey showed him trailing Democratic Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk by only 6 percentage points, too close to the margin of error for anyone to call. The surge pleases Van Hollen.
The reason we've closed the incredible gap in the polls and why we will eventually pull away and hopefully prevail in this race is because the more people who get the message of the relative qualifications and experiences of myself versus my opponent, the more people who will come to our side.
It's the mainstay message of Van Hollen's campaign that his resume outguns Falk's experience, particularly in criminal prosecution. He used it again last night at a Madison debate sponsored by the Wisconsin State Bar Association.
There's a stark contrast between the two of us with our experience. Having been United States Attorney, I've run an office very similar to the Attorney General's office.
UW-Madison political science professor John Coleman says Van Hollen's casting of the Attorney General as law enforcer versus public administrator may be giving him a boost.
You have some folks who truly believe that the point of the Attorney General's office is more significantly about law enforcement on the criminal side. Others may have had particular problems with the Attorney General's office, feeling like the office has gotten a bit off track.
Van Hollen has painted both Falk and the current Attorney General, Peg Lautenschlager, as beholden to liberal special interest groups. He's charged that the current DNA backlog shows a lack of prioritization that he would correct if elected.
I've actually seen victims wallow on in agony because their cases aren't resolved because they don't get forensic evidence back fast enough for us to resolve the cases appropriately and rapidly.
Van Hollen's critics, including opponent Kathleen Falk, say he's embellished his record or taken more credit for criminal cases than he deserves.
He doesn't have that breadth of experience in not only identifying the problems, but offering real solutions. I'll match my law enforcement credentials one by one to his.
Democrats add his stances on many social issues are too conservative for Wisconsin voters. For example, Van Hollen opposes gay marriage and favors the right to carry concealed guns. But some Democratic lawmen, including Douglas County Sheriff Thomas Dalbeck, say it's not about politics, but experience. Dalbeck says he remembers Van Hollen back when he was a district attorney in northern Wisconsin and a U.S. attorney for a western district that includes 44 counties.
I'm proud to be a Democrat, but I'm also proud to support J.B. Van Hollen. He knows this part of the state and the difficulties and nuances of northern Wisconsin that we deal with up here on a regular basis.
Van Hollen is hoping that familiarity with communities outside of Dane County will bring other supporters to his camp. But Falk enjoys steadfast support and endorsements from a number of law enforcement officials, too, as well as from voters who see the Attorney General's role as protecting consumers and safeguarding the environment. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.